Hey guys.
Hey.
How are we doing?
How y'all doing out there tonight?
How we feeling out there tonight?
I totally forgot it was a Wednesday, dude, but I was like excited to record.
No. I like being off the last 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. We haven't talked about that.
I know. Being off the last 2 weeks, I'm literally like, what day is it? What time is it?
What month even?
Right. It's still January.
Right? Question
it's
mark?
It's still January.
It's so... I love that it's been a universal experience. I've seen so many memes about it. People are like, what's going... Like, why is it the slowest time of the year?
It's January 92nd. Like, January 93rd. I swear. People, like, I've heard... One friend of mine was like, January has flown by. I said, hello?
No.
I feel like I've lived four lives this month.
I feel like we've been in the 20s for like 3 weeks. Like the last, like the tail end of January for 3 weeks.
Yes. And it's nauseating. I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Have you been setting alarms or you've been like sleeping in every day?
I've been sleeping in, babe. However, I wake up early naturally.
Mm.
But the beauty of it is that I can turn back over and fall back asleep. But today was the first day that I did that. Like the other days that I've honestly, like once I'm up, I'm like, you know what? Like I should probably get up.
Yeah, like a coffee sounds good.
Yeah, I'm like, let me get up and make myself a coffee. And then I just like sit down and chill. And, like, wake up and not feel like I have to rush. But yeah. Today was the first day that I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn back over and I'm going to fall asleep. And I'm going to stay asleep until it's absolutely necessary.
What time did you wake up? Like, noon?
No, like, 10, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I woke up originally at, like, 7. And then it was just, like a toss and turn kind of thing.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you said on the podcast, but Brittany's between jobs right now.
Heck yeah, I am. I've had the last 2 weeks off. We talked about it on the podcast last time.
Oh my.
Dude, okay, get here. Listen to this, y'all. So Sophia was in DC visiting, well, taking care of her dog while her parents were out of town, her mom and stepdad. And like, literally, I was like, oh my god, like, we'll spend the day together. I gave her her box, because she's my maid of honor. So, I was like,
sorry.
Surprise! Oh, I don't have my ring on, but it's in the bathroom. Surprise! So, but yeah, I, like, gave her her box. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be so cute. So then we said, let's just record the episode of the podcast. But then I thought that you could just plug two mics into one computer, and it would pick up sound from both the microphones, but that's not the case. Apparently you have to buy this whole like outside mixer. You have to upload one audio to like GarageBand or something. I'm like, that's too much. That's
never.
So much work. I'm not doing that. So we said, oh, we'll just hold the one microphone, because the way that our microphones work is that we have sound coming from two sides, so it can pick up on both ends. But unfortunately, I think what happened was, because I was watching the video back, and the sound comes from this end, and we were holding it this way. So, Sophia was...
Classic.
So, I was listening to the audio. Whenever Sophia would talk, I'd be like, oh my god, like, the volume. And then, you can barely... This is how it sounded. You can barely... Like, it was awful. Like, you could... Yeah. And of course, because of the fact that it was two completely separate audio files... Mm. Or no, that it was one big audio file, I couldn't take... Because it's happened before, and I just took my audio file, and I just raised the volume, and it ended up being okay. But
it might have been a blessing in disguise, though, because we did talk at length about the TikTok ban.
For, like, at least 35 minutes.
Minimum. And it was down for, what, 12 hours? We were preparing for a lifetime without it. Like, there was passion in our voices. Like, we were livid.
We were, yes. Like,
we were disappointed.
100%. And we were down so bad. Like, we were sitting, like, after we had finished, we went out to dinner, and then we came back and sat on the couch, and I was like, oh my god, let's do this TikTok. And we, like, got up and did it and posted it. Like,
yeah.
Not even thinking. And then I was on my way home, and lo and behold, it went away. And I was like, I texted Sophia and I sent her a screenshot. I was like, I'm sick. I'm physically ill.
Yep. I was sitting on the toilet when I got the notification.
Daggone, dude.
Doing my, like, pre-shower scroll.
Pulling a straight-up Elvis.
I just, like, was such an iPad kid that day to, like, the 10th degree. We both were. We were in each other's presence, but we both knew we would have rather, like, had been really on TikTok. But not, maybe rather is the wrong word. But, like, it was okay for us because we are who we are.
Yes.
And we both knew that we just wanted to be scrolling and, like, taking in the last couple of... It was so crazy.
Last couple of swipes. And then when I was leaving, I was like, what are we going to do when I come hang out? Are we, like, actually going to have to talk to each other?
Like, thinking about posting on my Instagram Reels and basically speaking to people I haven't spoken to in 10 years from high school, like, okay. I can't do that.
It feels very intimate, and I don't like it at all. I don't like it. It just feels like one big group chat, almost.
Yes.
That's the way Instagram Reels feels to me.
And it's just the judgment. I couldn't deal with it.
Exactly. Hard pass.
Yeah, so thank God. It didn't. Yeah, okay, so we talked about that, and then we talked about your job.
Yes.
And then we talked about a huge layoff that happened with, like, a TV, a broadcasting company.
That's right, yeah.
That was crazy. Okay, actually, update on that. Have you heard anything else about it?
No.
Okay, so I was upset because a company that I actually worked for, my first TV job at WTVA in Tupelo, Mississippi, we were owned by Allen Media. Byron Allen, he's from Atlanta. He owns the Weather Channel, all that. He has like 20-something TV stations. He fires all of his meteorologists and gives them like 2 weeks notice. Every, not one of each team, every single meteorologist at every TV station that he owns. Crazy concept. Craziest, like.
Literally.
Okay, let's like cut a few reporters. Like, get rid of the sports guy. But like, weather, like. Like you said, your mom gets up every morning, or like she has her routine, and it's always about the weather. Mm-hmm. So he cuts them. Everyone's really upset. So I was upset about that. I'm like, this is unfair. Like, these people have families. Like, they live in these states sometimes for the job. So what? Now they're just stuck in this place that they don't even want to be in. They have decided to bring back like five of the teams at like five different stations. So they're bringing back the team at WTVA. People were raising hell. Every Meemaw and Pawpaw in Tupelo, Mississippi was like feverishly Facebook commenting on WTVA's page, like commenting on Matt's, of all the other meteorologists. Like, they were upset. There was a petition actually like created. I mean, wild. Matt has a street in Tupelo. Like, there is like, I don't know if it's his first and last or what, my friend told me about it. I'd even know this. But they dedicated a freaking street to him. Oh. So people were not going to let this go out easy.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, they've decided to reinstate the teams at like five different channels, which I'm like, that's still a little messed up, highly messed up. But at least they did the right thing a little bit in some places.
That's crazy.
I know. And I feel like, I'm like, why is this not on the news? Like, I'm one of those people. Why is this not on the news? Why are they not talking about this?
Why is this not on the news?
I know. But happy for the team in Tupelo. But still, I think it's a weird decision. And I think, obviously, it puts lives at risk. Because what they would be doing is having their weather in a major city hub and, like, broadcast out to the local TV station. So none of it would be live. Like, if there's a tornado on the ground, like, who's going to be there? Who's going to be tracking it? Like, things change in an instant type deal. How can you expect someone states away to have the most current information? And, yeah. So it really makes no sense still to this moment to me.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
No, it's not right.
Very small town tea, but like, it's important tea.
It is important. Maybe some of y'all listening, your meteorologists were affected by it too. You never know.
Wild.
Yeah. Okay, so you were talking about like, it's January 92nd. I had put in my notes that that apparently the darkest days of the year start on the winter solstice, which is like December 21st or 22nd or something, and they go until like January 22nd. Like, that is the stretch of the darkest days that we have throughout the year.
Wild.
So if you've been feeling just down and like not so great and whatnot, Rest assured, I feel like I have a renewed spirit. I'm like so excited for summer. I'm like, it was freaking 65 in Georgia today.
It was 66 today. I walked outside to get something out of my car this morning and I said, I'm about to freeze my tail off. I walked outside. Nope.
No.
Beautiful.
Beautiful crisp day.
Beautiful blue skies, fresh air.
Yes.
Like literally the weather in Atlanta is going to be beautiful this weekend.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Guys, Brittany's coming to visit me tomorrow. Surprise.
I literally fly out tomorrow evening.
It's going to be perfect. I'm just like, when did this happen? I swear it was 30 the other day.
I know.
So, such a welcome change. I actually saw it's going to be in the 70s potentially like next week.
Oh.
I'm getting out my bathing suit. Let's open up the pool. Come on. Dust off those chairs.
Dust off those chairs.
Let's get the pool open.
Literally.
I think we should.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm already over the snow. I'm over all of it.
Oh, please. Yes. Like, it's just been, like, dark days. Like, I really, yes. I need spring. I need flowers. I'm ready for it.
Yep. Me freaking too.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page about that.
Absolutely.
Dude, I just, like, I want to book a beach trip. I think that's probably something I'll do. I don't know.
My bachelor
in the next few months. Wait, I have to, as the maid of honor, my duty is to plan the party, which I am so freaking excited because we already told you guys the theme in the last episode, if you were listening. So it's going to be easy. It's not like she picked something obscure and weird. Like, this is our vibe to a T anyways. Mm-hmm. She wants it to be at the beach. So of course we're going to end on the beach.
I want it to be a little beach moment. And wait, did we say the last posted episode? Did we say what the theme was?
Yeah, you did. But you can tell them again.
Okay, I couldn't remember. It's Girls Gone Mild.
Hey.
Like my favorite nights are the nights where all the girls get together, like watch a classic, like early 2000s movie, like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, which is my comfort movie, and like Sleepover, and like those like classic amazing movies, and just like having a little charcuterie, a little dessert, a little hot tea, watching the movie, like just hanging out. Oh, that's my vibe. And I want to wake up, go on the beach with my book, read, take a midday nap, go out to dinner. Like that's the vibe that I'm looking for.
100% agree with you. Like, those are the best days.
Yes.
Especially going out to dinner at night. Like, knowing that you get to get cute later and, like, put on your little dress, put your makeup on your, like, freshly sun-kissed skin.
Yep. Oh, wow. I'm craving it.
Classic. Literally classic.
I feel like I just need to, like, dunk my water. I need to dunk my face in freaking salt water to get rid of this acne that I have.
Wait, have you been dealing with acne?
Yes.
I feel like you always have perfect skin, Tommy.
I'm breaking out so badly. Like, I'm breaking out all... It's always this little patch right here. You can't really see it, but it's like I'm breaking out really badly over here. I have this gigantic, like, whatever, like, canker or, like, mountain on my... mountain on my chin.
Right.
It's like it's hitting me like all right here. It's all hormonal.
Dang, right.
But like, yeah, I'm getting all of these just like random patches of acne. I just need to like get some freaking sand and just like
literally saw off the first layer.
Yes. And then just like dunk my face into salt water and then I will be rejuvenated and everything will be fine.
Nothing a little sunshine can't fix.
No, seriously.
I had the weirdest allergic reaction the other day and my skin broke out. I'm going to get close to the camera if y'all are watching. I have pimple patches all over my forehead.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I have like 15 on straight up because I was taking Allegra. Okay. I went to the little urgent care, like it's been a week ago at this point because I was like, oh, like I woke up with a cold type thing, mild symptoms, COVID negative, flu negative, strep negative. And he gives me a prescription for Allegra, which is like antihistamine. And the one that he gave me was literally, you know, something you can get over the counter. They just like prescribed to me. I don't know. It wasn't anything special is what I mean. And, I'm taking it, not thinking anything of it. I start noticing like little red dots like on the sides of my temples and stuff. And I'm like, okay, breaking out, you know, not shocking, but really not welcome. Then the next day, a little more. And then like by the third day, I had like red dots all over my forehead, like dots. Okay. So I knew something was wrong. My mom was like, have you Googled the medicine? Like, have you? And I honestly would not have thought to do it if she hadn't said anything. I type in like Allegra breaking people out or whatever, and first thing that comes up is like a Reddit thing. It's like, I was taking Allegra and I got all these bumps on my forehead and like my skin got like super textured and what. I'm like, oh my freaking gosh, like
perfect.
What even?
Right.
So I stopped taking it and they've gone down a lot, but
oh, good.
I'm not afraid to pimple patch it up. I'll put 20 on a night if I have to.
Period.
Any little dot, like any little clogged anything, if I touch it, it's going to go down and it's going to bruise. It's going to be red. I'm going to be up in the mirror, you know, like Q-tips pressing. Mm-hmm. Disgusting behavior. But the pimple patch stops that for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So
y'all, I was looking at myself in the monitor and I made a mistake. I got a spray tan today.
Oh yes, that too.
I got a spray tan. The salon where I get my hair done, the owner asked if like kind of like an exchange process, like, hey, if we gift you with a spray tan service, would you like make a video about it? I said, sure, why not? And literally I was cooking and I was cooked salmon, so I had raw fish on my hands, and I just went boink under the water, and you can literally see
the harsh line.
And I was like, you're joking. So now I'm gonna have a harsh line, and it's literally just like, it's not even just like a little patch, it's like my entire hand.
Oh, I'm Brittany. Like, sick, I'm overlapping.
It's okay.
She's got her white glove on.
We can all laugh together. It's totally fine. I'm crying inside, but it's okay.
I guess. Hate that for you. Is this your first spray tan?
It's my first spray tan in like 10 years, easily. Mm-hmm. Easily. Yeah. Because the first spray tan that I got, it ended up working out decently, but then I did not take care of it after I did it, because you're supposed to just like moisturize
the living
crap out of yourself. I didn't. So there were just like splotches of orange all over my body. And I was like, what happened? People are like, did you put lotion on? I'm like, no.
Yeah, you gotta lather up.
You gotta lather it up after the first rinse. So I'm like, sick.
Well, I remember like, I don't really get spray tans now, but when I was in high school, it was like the thing, like before prom. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes, this is me, Dan. And like my friend would be like, we have a girl, like she can come to your house. And like three of us would come over to my house and do like a little spray tan thing. And
cute.
Then I haven't really got one. But I will say people have warned me like they're addicting. Like, do you think you could see yourself getting a membership anywhere?
Not a membership, but I could definitely see myself getting one again. Because like just looking at the color now, it's beautiful. And this is before, you can't really tell on camera, but like this is like before washing it off. Like, and I only did a medium because her and I were talking and I was like, look, I don't want this to be like a culture shock. Like, you know, it's like,
seriously,
like I don't want to leave or show up here like pale and then leave. And it's just like, whoa, I don't want that. I was like, I want like something subtle and something really like natural looking. I kind of lean towards natural anyway. And she was like, okay, we'll hook you up with a medium. And I'm like, this is medium.
It's gonna look so freaking good.
I know. It's gonna look so good. Like, the tan line is there.
Oh, yes.
I wore, like, I don't know. There's something about, because of the fact that I've been going to that salon for so long now, I feel like, you know, when I walk in, the girl's like, hey, Brittany, like, blah, blah, blah. I feel like if I just, like, flash my boobs, it would be weird.
I mean? See that.
I'm like, I'm all for, like, body positivity, but I just don't feel comfortable just, like, hey, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just like having my boobs in a girl's face. Like, I just don't feel comfortable with that. So, like, you know, and I told her, I was like, hey, I'm just wearing, like, a strapless bathing suit top that I've had for, like, 6 years and underwear. I'm like, feel free to get it as, like, I was like, don't worry about getting it dirty. Get it as dirty as you want.
Right.
So, it all ended up working out. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So, the tan line goes crazy. I don't know if you can kind of.
Yeah,
you can't really tell, but she goes crazy.
I can't wait. Like the feeling waking up with a tan and looking at your skin. Like it's just, it's one of those things. It's like girl moments. Like you cannot describe it. Oh, I tan too, which is so weird because like Brittany and I, we have this habit of like doing the same things or thinking the same things, but like not telling each other. And I texted her, I was like, oh my gosh, are we recording tonight? And she said, I look like a rat, like I just had spray tan, whatever. And I was like, wait, me too. I did like an at-home version, but very rare. But I was thinking, I was like, my girl's coming in town. Like the Instagram picture's about to go down.
We gotta do a little something.
But we gotta crank out some content.
Like some
So let me get that
content.
tanologist on the body. And I'm just
Period.
soaking, baking in it.
Love it. I love
Yeah.
it. I just don't like the feeling.
It's sticky,
It's a
little
little, it's,
sticky.
she's a little sticky. The only places that are really sticky are like here. But she
Yeah.
put this like powder stuff on it. So she's like, I put powder on where it like creases the most. And she's like, but yeah, just tomorrow rinse. And I'm already like counting down the seconds to rinse.
Yeah,
I just like,
uncomfy.
I know. I just like, I don't like going to bed without taking a shower. I'm like, I'm a night shower girly through and through. And the thought of like crawling into bed with this gunk just like makes me like, just, ooh, makes me cringe. Thankfully,
Def.
I have to wash my sheets, so that's good.
Ooh, oh, clean sheets, the best too. I've definitely grown into loving showers more as I've gotten older. Like I remember in elementary school, like I probably ruined the night by like not wanting to shower and just like being a straight up BITCH. Just like that's the last thing I want to do. But like now, oh my gosh, I look forward to it. Like I love
Literally
it.
love a good shower. I'm like, oh, I get to take a shower, wash all the stuff off of me, use my fun little moisturizers and my bath, whatever. Oh God, what is it called?
Shower gel,
Thank you.
body
Shower
wash.
gel, body wash. Thank you. I was like, bath wash? That's not right. But you know what I mean. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to like smell good. And I have like, you know, like the lavender scented things and things with melatonin and bleh, and it's so good.
It like getting into bed knowing that you're clean, best feeling.
Right? So good.
Such a luxury, truly. Oh, who was I gonna? I was gonna bring up a little. I don't know if it's obscure. Oh, Anna Paul. Have you watched
I
Anna Paul?
watched that video this morning
Of Michaela.
of Michaela. I don't know who Michaela is,
Okay, I can tell
but
you.
I can't help but believe her.
Really?
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, unless there's, I mean, granted, I don't know the contents of everything. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Whenever things are like super specific,
Yes.
I'm
Like that
like,
time on the bridge when you said this, like,
yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
ooh, like things that are niche, not just like an overall like, oh, I had a really bad experience with an influencer. I said that I loved her content and she gave me an eye roll. It's like, okay, you could say that about anybody. But when it's like, oh, that time in your living room when your dad called you out about blah blah blah, and I was like, whoa, granted, I don't know anything about anybody. I don't know anything about any of these people. I only know about Anna Paul because you told me about her. But I saw that girl's video today on my For You page and it had like 1.2 milli likes.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I saw it. Maybe it had like 400K or something the other day.
Oh yeah, she got hella likes on
Oh
that.
my gosh, okay. Well, from what I know, Anna still hasn't said anything. And if you're a little bit lost, Anna Paul is an influencer who is from Australia. She does OnlyFans. She has built her platform on just being like the sweetest human ever. It's like, I think what she really tries to portray is just like good vibes, sweet. She's so grateful for what she has. Like, she didn't really come from money, but now she's like driving G-Wagons and like traveling all over the world. And she just like is really positive about her body and eating and like growth and change and just like overall trying to be a good person. And Michaela just made this huge video, not exploiting her, exposing her, saying that this is the girl that you see on the screen is not the same as in real life. Now, Michaela dated Anna's brother. So Anna and Michaela like basically lived together. Like they all lived basically in a mansion with the mom and the dad and the brother and the girlfriend, and like Glenn was Anna's ex. So Michaela has spent like years with Anna.
That's who that is. Okay.
Right. So what she's saying in the video could potentially be true. And I'm not shocked that you believe it. I think it's just hard for me to believe it because I genuinely really like her. And I'm like, why would she, if she's being accused of saying that she was a lot poorer than she actually was and that they were struggling in ways that they weren't and like having the sob story of like, we had nothing and now we have everything. And then she apparently, Michaela says they were out and about in like Europe or something. They were on some bridge. A fan came up to Anna, asked her to take a picture. She said, oh my gosh, yes, you're gorgeous. You're beautiful. Thank you so much. Whatever. The girl walked away and Anna said something along the lines of, oh my God, she was so fat and sweaty or something. Like,
I did hear. I did. Yeah.
And that is too specific. It's very it's not so good.
Specific, because it would be one thing if she was like, you say that you're a girl's girl and you're all about body positivity, but then you talk badly about other people, because like talking badly is, it can be up to interpretation in some instances, right? So like, I don't know. I don't know anything about any of these people. However, that's so niche and it's so specific that she's pinpointing multiple different people's conversations or times of conversations. And I'm like, I fear that it might be true.
And like you said, the dad confronting her, apparently Michaela says that Anna's dad confronted her in the living room one day and was like, why are you putting these stories online of us, you know, not having enough money to cover rent or not having food? Like, this is dramatized. Like, this is not real. And Anna's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't understand, blah, blah, blah. So that's also very icky if that's true as well.
Right.
And there was a little tea that came out a few months ago that has to do with another Australian influencer, Veruca. She goes by Veruca Salt.
I've seen her that she, like, suffered, that her, like, child died.
Right? Yes. Her baby died, dude. Yeah. Like, at a few months old. Just, like, tragic. SIDS, I'm pretty sure it was, like, sudden infant death syndrome. She made a video a few months ago saying, y'all don't even know this, but Anna Paul's dad is homeless and, like, living in, like, caravan groups and, like, showering at the beach and, like, blah, blah, blah. This explosive video, and everyone's like, wait, what? And apparently Veruca's, maybe, like, her cleaner or something, I don't know, had dated Anna's dad. And was telling Veruca, like, yeah, he's actually really not living well. Like, he's living well below his means. Like, Anna won't give him money. And he's, like, couch surfing and living in hostels and, like, this nomad lifestyle. And people came out, and I don't know if Anna made a statement, but basically Veruca would, like, deleted her video and said, all right, I was wrong. And people had said he actually wants to live that way. Like, Anna, and I think, no, Anna did make a video. She was like, y'all don't understand, like, my dad enjoys roughing it. Like, he can come into our house whenever he wants. Her dad and her mom are divorced, but they're, like, very amicable, and they, like, live together mostly. Gotcha. But yeah, Anna was like, no, you don't understand, he wants to live this way. So Veruca was, like, kind of made to be silent about that because so many people came and, like, debunked her theory. And now that Michaela's made this video, Veruca reposted it, so people are like, oh, like, Veruca's in, she's in. And, like, I keep seeing all these Australian influencers being like, this is our, I don't know, like, Michaela Lashgate, like, this is everything to us right now.
Wild.
Yeah, so we'll see next week if there's any update from Anna.
I went to her comment section on her video.
Oh, really?
And everybody was like, girl, you're in trouble.
Ooh!
I know.
It would just be so, like, I'm so naive. I want to believe that she is, like, this great person who I really love. Like, but I don't know. Things aren't adding up. I will say that.
That's insane.
I know. And I feel bad for Michaela, too. Like, if she really had to suffer at the hands of Anna and, like, Addis. Like, Addis, the brother, is who she was dating. And, like, she also in the video accuses him of, like, physical abuse. Like, very, very serious stuff. I'm like, oh, gosh. And I don't really know what Addis does, but she also said that he, like, managed her OnlyFans and didn't give her money. And I'm like, is that how he gets his money? Is he an OnlyFans manager?
Right.
Question mark. Like, I know how Anna gets her money. Oh, wait, but that's also, like, Surely he doesn't manage his sister's OnlyFans.
That'd be weird.
That'd be freaking weird. I know, but, like, also managing your girlfriend's OnlyFans is, like, tell me y'all aren't going to fight about that. Like, come on. No. That's, like, you don't do that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
No, I get it. Speaking of, listen, we were talking about this before we started recording, but I was scrolling on Instagram. Instagram Reels is a scary place. Ugh. You know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Instagram Reels is a scary, scary place in the sense of, in my opinion, they think that, oh, we're trying to make it safe for the people and to censor things and this, that, and the third. But then I'm scrolling on Reels earlier and a video pops up. Well, I'm on my explore page and I'm just kind of looking through because now like a bunch of wedding stuff is on there and I have seen a couple cool things that I've saved for inspo. But anyway, so I'm scrolling through and I see this video and I'm like, what is happening right now? It's this woman. You remember when you were in elementary school and you were in gym class and they said you need to crab crawl across the gym. So what you do is, you know, you get on both your back arms and then your legs and then you crawl across the floor. So she was in like the crab like position, humping the air. Fine, whatever. But then I saw something and I was like, what? I was like, that can't be. So of course the curiosity got the best of me. I did a good old clickety click to see what it was. It was a vibrator. I was about to be like, how, what could I,
I was waiting.
I was like, what could I say? But I said, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Like
a vibrator,
a vibrator, the like, you know, like whatever. So I'm like,
and she's like gyrating in the air with her.
And it's a fitness class. And I was looking at it and I was like, ew. And then I was telling Sophia about it and I was like, I don't want to re-click on it for that to be like pushed to my algorithm.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I don't want that. So I like showed her the screen, but then as I was looking down, I saw somebody that I knew and 16,000 others liked the video. And I'm like, this is such, and of course like all of the language was in like Romanian or something. I'm like, why? And of course the dude is married.
Oh my gosh. Nail in the coffin.
Married. And then I was on my explore page another time, just scrolling through, and there's this girl that's on TikTok. I can't remember what her name is, but she makes like, she does like van life kind of content.
Okay.
She's got like a blonde pixie cut. Like she does like really fun, funky makeup, like whatever. And I think her name is like Steezy or something like that.
Okay, cute.
She, you know, I like her personality. Like I think she's like, she's really fun to watch online, but like, I didn't realize that she does OnlyFans too. Mm-hmm. So I just happened to scroll on my explore page or just like kind of like scroll through and I said, oh, there's her butt. Cool. I'm like, sick. But then I look down and it says same guy and however many others like this post. I'm like, if I caught my man liking, especially one that I'm married to, if I caught my man liking OnlyFans girls or random weird reels from Romania on, if I saw that, I would take his phone and probably break it. And I say that with all the craziness in my eyes, like 1000%.
Seriously, like at that point, you're embarrassing us. Like, yes. People can see that you like this and they know that you're married. Now you're dragging me into this. Like,
exactly.
This is literally so cringe.
Because my mind immediately went to, oh, poor insert wife's name. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, come on, dude. Really? I'm like, don't be gross.
No.
Don't be gross.
Ugh. It is really scary out there. Like, Men these days, same thing along the same lines. There's a guy that I talked to in college. He is now fully married. And I still receive likes from him on, like, my stories. And it's usually my stories where I'm, like, wearing, like, leggings and a sports bra. Like, doing mm-hmm. something, like, athletic, tight clothes, whatever. Mm-hmm. He will flat out like my stories. Who's in his profile picture? His wife.
Daggone it, dude.
It's, like, I just, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's... I mean, how... Oh, gosh, men are scary.
Oh, I know. It's disgusting.
I would never think that he would do that, first off. Like, he is, like, stand-up Christian guy. Like, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's just... It's gross.
It is and so gross.
It's... I mean, it's got to be hard nowadays, like, starting fresh with someone you've never really known or, like, met before. Mm-hmm. You don't know, like, what they're doing on their phone when they leave
right.
you.
Right.
Like, are they liking random girls' Instagram stories? I'm sick.
I'm sick. I'm ill thinking about that. Physically ill.
That would be, like, that's cheating to me.
Oh, 1,000% agree.
Like, I don't know if that's controversial opinion, but why? It's one thing to maybe, like her posts if you, like, knew her from high school, like, whatever. Now, OnlyFans model, like, that's really never acceptable to me.
Right.
But to go ahead and, like stories and, well, I guess you were talking about posts, but, like, yeah, that's not, I'm really not down with that.
No, and, like, it would be different if it was, like, oh, you know, you just announced something, like, I'm moving, or I got a new mm-hmm. job, or, like, something, and they liked it, cool. You're showing support, we know each other, like, I'm rooting for you, dude, whatever. But then, if I'm posting a girls' trip, and we're all in bikinis, I'm not expecting those likes. I don't want those likes.
I don't want them, yeah.
I don't want that. Ew. It's just so gross. It's so gross. And I hate when people, like, I hate when the men try to justify it. Like, oh, we've known each other for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care if you know the mom and them. If her, like, girls are out and you're liking it, I don't want that.
Yeah, it just... I don't know. It's not a good look.
Agreed.
It's really not.
Agreed.
So embarrassing, but I really love that Instagram, like, will show out like that and just put the username on full blast. I mean, it's constant, especially from all, like, the meme pages and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, girls, like this if you want to, like, bend me over. Like, just, like, weird stuff that you would definitely scroll and, like, make a point to make sure that you don't touch the screen too much to accidentally like it. Like, you would never want anyone to know that you're into these weird things.
Exactly.
Boom. Double tap and they keep scrolling. I'm like...
Ah! I'm like, with their whole chest.
So bad.
Literally.
So bad. And on Reels, weird stuff pops up. Agreed. I mean, these people are not just liking your average sexual content. Like, it's weird stuff.
Agreed. I hate Reels.
No.
I don't want anything to do with them.
I will say, like, if I need to feel something. Like, if I want to see something that's, like, shocking. Like, I want to go look on Reels.
Literally.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Reels. That's insane. Ew.
Yeah, that's so, so sad for his wife. And also, like, it's like, who's going to ever tell her? Like, is anyone, I mean, you're not going to, like, DM her and be like, I saw your man liking this post. Like,
I know. I honestly thought about it.
Oh,
I
really?
Really did, because it was multiple.
Oh, true.
And I'm like, these are multiple posts. If it was my man, I'd want to know.
Yes, actually, that's a great point. Duh. Like
if,
same.
If somebody saw my man going and liking all these random people's posts, I'd be like, I'd want to know too.
Yeah, why didn't it hurt? Tell me?
But I would want to know.
Right.
So, clinically, criminally insane.
Speaking of toxic, gross men, period. Have you seen anything about the Bad Baby Alabama Barker drama?
No.
Oh. Do you know who Bad Baby is?
Bad Baby, she's the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yes.
Didn't she have, like, cancer or something?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with that.
Okay.
But I think she did have cancer. Or does have cancer. I don't know.
Period.
And then Alabama Barker is Travis Barker's daughter, Blink-182, mm-hmm. married to Kourtney Kardashian, okay?
Yes.
Miss Alabama is, like, she's all up with the rappers. Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, her persona is, like, she's always with the rappers, and she's, like, I don't know. Like, she just reminds me of, like, City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion. Like, mm-hmm. she's always getting her hair did and just, like, flexing her diamonds and whatever. And to me, I'm like, okay, she's like 16 or 18 or something, just like ridiculously young. And the things that she posts are so sexual and like the lip syncing and stuff. I'm like, you are posting this and people are viewing you as like a 22-year-old woman and like you're barely 18.
Right.
That's one thing. Ooh. But there's a bunch of drama with her and Bad Baby because Bad Baby accuses Alabama of like trying to talk to Bad Baby's baby daddy.
Perfect.
And Catch Me Outside is like, no, he would never do that. Like he you're texting his phone and whatnot. Now, granted, Bad Baby, why am I forgetting? Like, what's her name? Danielle Bergoli. Yeah. I can't say Bad Baby. Like, it's a tongue twister, girl. Danielle's man has cheated on her. He has beat up on her. He has smacked her around. I mean, there's security footage of him, like, grabbing her by the back of her head and just yanking her down onto the cement. Like, yes. And she is going to bat for this man, like my man LaVon, like he would this whatever. So yes, and so Bad Baby put out a song, like a diss track, a full diss track about Alabama Barker today. It's number one on her Apple, like over Gucci flip flops, like all over all of her songs. Not it Gucci is number flip-flops. One. Yeah, now that's a banger. Okay, I know every single word. I know every single word of that song. If anyone cares what Bad Baby song is called, it's called Overcooked, which I'm trying to, like, understand what that means. But where's – I want to listen to the lyrics. She – or not listen, but look at them. She comes for her and is like, you're so dumb for thinking that you love my man. Like, he doesn't want you type thing. Like, this girl is stupid. You're all daddy's money. Like, new boobs, new lips. Like, you want to be me. You want to be me so bad. You asked to get your hair done like me and, like, whatever. And then Alabama released a snippet of a diss track back on her Instagram.
Does she rap too now?
Yes. Actually, yes. Oh, wait. And then also the biggest thing in Danielle's rap was she says, effing on blank and blank got you pregnant. It's effing on Soulja, another rapper, and Tyga got you pregnant. Tyga apparently got Alabama Barker pregnant. Tyga dated Kylie Jenner, which is her stepsister. Yeah. And there's been like so many links to Tyga throughout the Kardashian family tree because he also dated Blac Chyna and Blac Chyna ended up marrying Rob Kardashian, like all this stuff. So now there's like this whole bomb that's been dropped that Bama was pregnant by Tyga, who's like 20 something years old. Like,
oh, good. Yes.
Night. Yes. It's like it has opened up a can of worms you can never believe.
Daggone, dude.
Yeah, I'm like fully invested. But like, yeah, let's look up how old Tyga is.
He's gotta be late 20s, mid to late 20s.
Gotta be. First off, he's not cute.
No.
Okay, 35! No. He's 35 years old. Oh my gosh, his real name is Michael Ray Stevenson. Okay, I can't take him seriously forever now.
I'm sick.
35. Let's see how old Bama is.
I'm sick.
I love her dad loves her so much and is like so supportive of her. She's 19 years old.
Perfect.
As of December.
Sick.
She's basically 18.
Yikes.
Her dad like loves her and is so supportive of her and like they have she has a very good like family system it seems, but I'm also like your daughter thinks she's 25.
Literally.
Like, and she's been like this for a couple years now. Like,
wild.
Just. All right. Well, yeah, that's what I had to bring up was the Bad Baby Bama Barker beef.
My goodness.
I love all the bees. I will say I love Alabama as a name. I think that's like so cute. Really? Judge me. Yes.
That's okay. We listen and we don't judge.
And like a nickname Bama would be cute. Come on.
And we don't
change. Come on. Okay, I also thought maybe you could give me like a couple names from your baby list that you like know you're not going to use just so we can like that might be fun.
I already know what my kids' names are going to be.
Oh. Okay.
I have one, the girl and the boy. So if I have two girls, I'm cooked. Or if I have two boys, I'm also cooked.
Mm.
But, yeah, for the boy, it's going to be Alexander James Jr.
Oh, okay, but you don't feel pressured to tell if you don't want to. Okay, okay.
I'm telling, I don't care. Yeah, okay. I'll scream from the rooftops. But yeah, Alexander James Jr., which is my fiance's name. Because it actually works out perfectly because James is a family name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ryan's middle name is Alexander. And I had always wanted to name my future son after Ryan somehow. So it works out for it to be Alexander James. And then my daughter's name, I want it to be Elizabeth Carty.
Carty.
C-A-R-T-Y. It is a family name.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it is my grandmother's maiden name.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Shelby Lee Carty.
I love like a family name, middle name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shelby Lee Carty Watson was my grandmother's name. And Watson was the married name. Lee was my mother's middle name. Sorry. My mom's name is Kimberly Lee.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. She hates it, but I think it's so funny. But no, my grandma's name was Shelby Carty Watson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Carty was the last name. And then, yeah, Watson was the marriage name. Yes.
Carty. I love it.
Carty. So Elizabeth Carty. Because Elizabeth was my great-grandmother's name, and that's my middle name. So, I feel like it'd be cute, Elizabeth Carty.
That's adorable. Are you going to do a nickname for the Elizabeth, or is she going to be full Elizabeth?
Whatever she wants.
Okay.
Knowing me, I'll probably be like, Liz, or like, Lizzie, or something like that.
Yeah.
If I'm in, like, a hurry, or if she's in trouble, Elizabeth Carty.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like Playboy Cardi, like I don't know, like it's sick. Like, is she gonna be a rapper?
No. No.
I think it's so cute. I love like not. It's not that it's unusual, but like it's not a common middle name. Like it's not Anne. It's not Marie. It's not Rose. Like,
right.
It's something different. Mm-hmm. I love different names. Like Alabama. Come on. Like Montana is on my list. I love the name Montana.
Montana is cute. I do like the name Montana. I like.
Love the name like Starling. I think that's so cute. Starly for short.
Great. I'm so sorry. My face just. I'm so sorry.
Wait, I have to clip that. The flared nostrils. It was the flared nostrils.
I'm sorry. My face just like reacted before I could think.
It's okay. I like weird names. I don't know what it is.
Hey, no, listen, that's okay. At least don't name your kid like Northwest. Like,
no, you know what I mean? No. Birdie, I think is a cute name, but like it's kind of gotten too popular.
Birdie is cute. But like you have to also think about, in my opinion, like not you, just like in general, it's like I feel like a lot of parents name their kids just solely based on it's cute as a baby's name.
Yes. But is she going to be a CEO?
Yes. It's like that girl on, bless her heart, no hate to this girl. I think we've talked about it before. That I can't even remember.
There's a little bit of hate. There's a little bit of hate.
Just like a smidgen when she named her kid Poot.
And it's like, I know you've seen the meme. Like, yes. I know you know who Poot is. Like, Poot is not original. Like, you just named your daughter after Poot Lovato, as far as I'm concerned.
But, like, why? Like, Poot as a baby, adorable. Like, my nail tech, her daughter's, one of her daughters, their nickname is Poot. And she'll go, Miss Pootson! And it's so cute.
Okay.
But, like, that's her nickname. Her name is Avery. So, like, her nickname is Poot.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just like, I think fart. Like, I think, like, I just pooted. Like,
but actually, I'm like, oh, imagine a 35-year-old woman going out on a date. What's your name? Poot.
Huh?
What?
No.
That poor girl is going to get her name changed to, like, Patricia or something like that. Like,
from Poot to Patricia.
I don't know. That's like,
yes.
What's the closest name to, from Poot to whatever?
Seriously, she doesn't want to make it too hard for herself. Like, she's got to pick something close.
She's gonna be bullied so bad.
I remember seeing that person's announcement video and like thinking it was a joke. Like, right. Surely not.
Like, there's no way.
Why would you do that to her?
The poor little girl is going to get bullied relentlessly.
Terrible name choice. Like,
awful decision.
Especially with our generation, too. Like, it's only Poot Lovato. Like, that's all that I... Honestly. That's all that I think of.
And all the millennials and the Gen Zers are going to crack up when she goes, my name is Poot. And they're going to go, like, oh, my God, what a blast from the past. Poot Lovato. Like, come on, dude.
That era of Demi Lovato is so funny. When the like when her compilations come up on my For You page and like the things that she said, like,
yes,
and I left and I didn't get the frozen yogurt and like
girl,
what?
My favorite ones are the Debbie Ryan one when she's just like, I walked into the Disney CEO's office and said, I want to make history.
Yeah,
on Disney Channel.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, such an era.
My TikTok rabbit hole.
Oh my gosh, please.
I went down another TikTok rabbit hole. This one is incredibly niche.
Okay.
I was scrolling and I saw a video. Have you ever heard of the Fentfold?
No.
So it's basically when you're on fentanyl.
Oh.
And yes. You like just... It just, like, takes over your body and you just, like, fold over. They call it the Fentfold, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So, I just happened to be scrolling on TikTok and I saw this guy who was, you know, was doing the Fentfold. And it was this girl, like, recording him being, like, you know, he had, like, a box of diapers in his hand, like, standing at the door of the woman's house. And he was standing there with the box of diapers doing the Fentfold. And she was like, she goes, if you think that I'm going to give my son to you, like when you're like this, and ooh. he's like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And then he like snaps out of it and he's like, I can't take my son. I can't see my son. And then he just goes right back down into the Fentfold and it's like busting against the walls and falling on the floor. And the mom is like, no, I'm not giving you my son. Like, not when you're like this, blah, blah, blah. It was fake.
Oh, are you?
It is a couple's TikTok page. It's fake. 1000% fake.
What the?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. 1000% fake.
I was, like, really upset. Like, I was...
Literally, this video had, like, 10,000 comments of people being like, oh, you know, like, don't you dare give your son to that man, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, I scroll over because I'm like, oh, maybe she's got, like, other, like, oh, you know, maybe let's get my baby daddy some help, or, like, let's get my boyfriend help, or whatever. I yeah. scroll, and it says, follow us on YouTube.
We've gone follow too far. Follow
us on IG.
No.
And then I clicked on the next video and it was like the comment to like ratio was crazy. And it was comments of people being like, you're disgusting. Like, there are real people that are suffering through this and you're going to fake it for a video. And it looked real too.
That's like, it was so disturbing.
Scary. Like, his eyes were bloodshot red. Like, it was scary accurate.
Oh my god! Like, gosh. Based off of videos
that I've seen, I've never witnessed it in person, but I see a bunch of other videos on my For You page of like, I think it's like, I don't want to say it's Lexington, Kentucky, but it's
Kensington,
like Kensington of people like walking through Kensington and seeing a bunch of people because there's a fentanyl epidemic. But yeah, so it looked crazy accurate from the other videos that I've seen.
Oh, I'm just like. What made you think that was a good idea?
I know. And people are like, this is disgusting. Like, girl, like, basically people being like, girl, bye. Or like, this PMO. Like, seriously.
Seriously? Has she responded to it?
No.
Are her other videos, like, reenactments and, like, prank stuff? Like,
it's all prank stuff. It's all her sitting there with her phone up like this. And it's the baby daddy boyfriend, whoever, making a stupid comment or like making some sort of comment, and it's the girl, what are you talking about? Like, it's the obvious couples content. Yeah. When people are like, oh, I'm gonna prank my husband, like they don't see a camera right there.
Like, it's not what we all do for a living.
Right. Right.
That is too far. It's too far.
Exactly. Especially the videos of, like, the couple's content in general. It's, like, because it's different if it's, like, a jump scare prank. They're right. not seeing it coming. But if you're in, like, those videos where you're in the car and you set the phone up to record a video, how do you know? And people eat it up, too. They freaking love it.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. They're like, oh, my God, she had no idea. Her reaction is so funny. I'm like, it's fake. Hello?
Hello.
Do you not? They have their phone on a car mount perfectly in the windshield, babe.
It's always on the windshield.
Like, how do you not see? It would be one thing if the phone was down in the lap with, like, you know, this up so they couldn't see. People are crazy. I'm like, how do y'all eat this up? It's so obviously fake.
It's like something that, like, people, like, would enjoy on Facebook, like,
facts, the AI that old people fall for.
Oh my gosh, my grandma has fallen for it, my mom has fallen for it, they all have.
I hate that. Oh, speaking of old people,
oh please,
guess what happened to me the other day.
What?
I remember how I screamed into the world that I personally don't think old people should be able to drive. Yeah. Either that, or they just need to take other, like, driver's test precautions after a certain age. That's just my opinion. It was yesterday. I was hanging out with Alex. We were going and running some errands. And I said, I need to go to the UPS store to pick up my package. I said, I'm going to park out front. I was like, Alex, don't worry about coming in with me. I'm just going to run in here really quick. I was in there for at most 2 minutes. Maybe three, pushing three. So then grab my package. I walk outside. Alex is standing outside the car. I said, interesting. Next thing you know, he moves slightly. I see hazards on. And I said, there's no way. And as I get closer and closer, this old woman goes, I backed into you. She backed into my car. Guess what kind of car she was driving? A Tesla. And you know that those freaking cars have sensors and cameras all over the place.
Oh my gosh. How
do you back up into my car in a freaking Tesla, dude?
I feel like it would stop itself before it did that.
You know that that car has, like, a beep 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 beep.
Oh yeah, seat vibrates, everything.
They have a freaking laptop at that point. They have a TV as their screen in their cars. How?
What? Like,
I was trying to squeeze in as she had, like, 8 feet of curb in front of her.
Oh,
I was livid. Granted, there was damage on her car, but not damage on my car. Because on my little license plate, I have the bedazzled, like, license plate covers. And then I have screw covers that are big, thick, plastic little screw covers that stick out about that much.
Uh-huh.
And they have bedazzled stuff on the front. When she backed into me, her car ran into those little screw covers. So it scratched all her car all up. And she just goes, oh, it's like, I don't think there's any damage on your car. It's mostly on mine, so it's fine. I said, oh, is it?
Thank God. It's just hers.
Alex was in the car, and he was watching. Apparently, when she backed up all the way onto the curb. Kept going. Backed up again on the curb. Finally straightened herself up and went back and just kept going. Kept going. And he said that he saw, and he was like, she's not stopping. So he leaned over, because I was driving. He leaned over and laid on the horn. And as soon as he pressed on the horn, dunk, he went like.
She needs a vision test.
Yeah. And a hearing test.
You're right, in the hearing test.
Because I mean, if you don't hear all of the freaking sensors in your smart car.
And, like, you don't even have to turn around to back up in a Tesla. Like, you can literally be looking straight and have a better vantage point just from the screen itself.
Dude.
Amazing.
Criminal.
Like, how is that possible?
I was livid. I was like, this happened in 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
2 minutes. Like, how does that happen?
It's just... It's unbelievable.
I know. I'm like, doggone it, dude. Doggone it. And I didn't even feel bad. At that point, I didn't want to deal with it. I said, all right, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, if your car's not damaged, like, it's obviously her fault. So what is she going to ask you for money? No. Like,
honestly.
Get on. Let's go our separate ways.
Facts. I'm like, you're in a Tesla and I'm in a RAV4. I think one of us has a little bit more extra cheddar.
And, like, you don't want to deal with insurance. That it's drama. It's drama. I know.
So much. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fine. Just go on your merry way. Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. She needs to be checked out.
Literally.
Oh, gosh. Old people. Like, they're just trying to get places. I don't know. I wonder when we're going to have to tell Nanny that she needs to, like, retake her driver's test or something.
Bless her heart.
I know. God love her.
God love her.
She hasn't been in any accidents, though.
Love that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I had a random update. Do you remember when I told you that I went to my Chipotle and the guy was, like, taking the cash payment for my food as a tip? Yes. And he was like, oh, just put it in the tip jar, like, on the slick. Like, I was handing him $12 for my bowl, and he didn't put it in the drawer. And I was like, that's weird. And, like, my Chipotle that I go to is, like, pretty terrible, like, bottom of the barrel, like, employees just there for a paycheck, bare minimum, food everywhere, don't acknowledge you when you walk in, don't want to talk to you, please don't ask any other questions. I go in today, I think they're under new management because they're the freaking chart that I can see. There's a chart plastered on the wall and it's like days without, like, a refund. Days without customer complaint, like, all the, and so it has everyone's names, and, like, there's a tab, and, like, you date it and, like, sign it that, like, each day you went by that there was no customer complaints or, like, refunds. I think they had to come to Jesus meeting.
They had to have. Somebody got caught.
Someone got caught. A meeting was had. All of a sudden, they're smiling. When I walk in, I'm getting greeted.
Wow.
I don't know. And
she's a changed woman.
Yeah, and the man who was asking for the cash is no longer there, shockingly.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah, seriously, that was so sus.
That's crazy.
I know, and a little revamp, a little refresh. I think the reviews are, like, trash online. Like, they literally have 2 stars, so I'm sure Chipotle Corporate was,
they had to have... let's wrap it up.
We gotta bring
in the big guns.
Seriously, like, someone is getting on a plane to, like, we gotta go stay at a Holiday Inn and, like, spend a week going every day to the Chipotle.
Facts. We gotta bring in Gail from Walmart.
You literally,
you know who that is?
Yes. Did you see something? Did you see her sign off to TikTok?
Yes. And everybody's like, bro, what is happening right now? Literally.
It's so pure. Like,
apparently, like, she, like, got kicked out of her Walmart or something like that.
What?
I can't remember what happened, but I think she got, like, kicked out or something because she was, like, making content in Walmart. But I might be wrong. I don't remember. But, yeah, I'm pretty positive she got kicked out.
She is, like, someone who she would have, like, laid her life down on the line for Walmart Corporate.
She would be the person to, like, run after you if you shoplifted.
Yes.
And, like, tackled you to the ground and held you down until somebody came.
Yes.
For sure.
Just, that was, that was so funny. I love that she's, like, an ongoing forever meme.
I know. I hate the memes that, like, where people, like, don't live it down.
Oh, yeah.
There's this, okay, so speaking of, there's this guy on TikTok that I watched one of his videos and I was like, this is the funniest thing in the world. It's this guy, he's a police officer, and he comes on and he's like, me again. He's like,
yes.
You saw them. He's like, listen, if you call the police, I don't mind coming, you know, woo woo. Like, when I first saw his video, I cracked up because that is so funny. But then I went on his profile and I was like, let me scroll through his profile. And every video he starts off, it's me again, woo woo. Every video. Next video, it's me again, woo woo. I'm like,
you ruined it, dude.
I'm like, that's like every video of yours now. Come on. I'm like, it's funny when you just, like, stick to that one little niche thing and, like, every once in a while, like, switch it up sometimes. Like, I get that gets you views, but I'm like,
he took it and he ran with it, and He shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't have done that.
You need to, like, sprinkle some original content in with
the
content. Yeah.
But it's not even, like, it'll be random. It'll be him, like, getting ready in the morning. And, like, he'll have his phone propped up and he'll go, it's me again. Woo woo. Like, God. Ew.
I know. I don't know why that, like, is so painful.
I know. I'm like, come on, dude. I was rooting for you.
Is he an actual police officer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I thought you were going to say he's not real. I'm like, no. Oh, I've seen them.
No, he's an actual. Oh, I've seen the guy who just, like, sits on live stream in a cop's in a police officer's costume.
So. Actually so embarrassing.
Oh, I know. Apparently he was and then got the boot.
Yes. And so then he went on Amazon and ordered a badge and, like, a freaking bulletproof vest and a cage for the back of his car. Like,
that's crazy. The lengths that people will go through. But you know those middle-aged moms are eating it up.
Oh my gosh. Officer. No.
They're paying his bills, honey.
Yeah, no, he's, like, making bank, I'm sure.
Paying bills.
So cringe. If I, like, if my man ever, oh, no. No.
No.
Okay. We need to talk about the fact that I'm pretty sure Darcy McQueenie blocked me on TikTok.
Dude. Now her videos pop up on my For You page, like, every other video. I'm like,
what did I do?
I messaged her. You're better Should than me. I'd message her and be like, babe, what did I do? Like, does she block you on both accounts?
No. Just my main account.
Oh, I'd make a spam post.
Would I?
For sure. Because I remember I did one of my first spam videos that I posted on the Not Talk About Queen was about, do you know that guy that does, like, all of the skits? His name is, like, Kyle Gordon or something like that. Like, no. Kyle Gordon is great is his at name. And he does, like, all of, like, the super, like, funny skits of, like, baseball players in the 1950s or something like that.
Okay.
So I would love watching his videos. So I went on my main account. I was like, I'm going to follow him. And I went to go find him. Gone. And I was like, interesting. I was like, I just saw him on my main account, but I mean on my spam account, but I didn't see it on the main. So I went back to my spam account. I was like, maybe my phone's messing up. Nope. He blocked me straight up. So then I made a video. I didn't tag him or anything. I made a video and I was like, y'all, like, Kyle Gordon blocked me on my main account. I don't really know why. And of course it blew up and everybody started tagging him in it. And then he messaged me and he was like, hey babe, there's no bad blood. And I was like, I was making that as a joke. Like, I was like, I'm not mad at you or anything. I promise. Like, I didn't make the video being like, yo, you'll never guess what creator blocked me. I just went like, yeah, dude, I was scrolling on my main account or I was scrolling on this account and I saw Kyle Gordon. I thought he was funny and I wanted to go follow him. So I went on the main account to go follow him and he wasn't there. I was like, I literally said like, what did I do? And then that was it.
Did he give you a reason why?
No, he basically was like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. But yeah, he was just like, I really don't know what happened. He's like, I really didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, babe, I promise you it's not that deep. I don't care. I'm like, you don't have to follow me. I just saw that and I thought it was funny. Like,
yeah.
It's fine. I mean, now we follow each other. Now we follow each other and it's chill. But I was like, no bad blood, dude. You're funny. Like,
yeah.
Love your stuff.
I honestly don't know what it could be other than she just, like, doesn't like me. Which, that I could, like, lose sleep over at night about, like, please, like, please don't say that you just don't like me. Like,
please don't say that.
But I know for sure I didn't make a nasty comment. Like, yeah. I did not cross any lines. That's not who I am. I would never, I don't even like mean comments. Like, I don't do that. So I know that it's not, like, she can't say you commented something, like, that's not true. She must just, like, I don't know, find me annoying, ? I don't get it. But I'm trying to think, like, how long it's been. And it was so random that I was looking her up anyways on my main account. It was, like, I, like, wanted, to, like, a product or, like, a brand or something. I was, like, oh, I saw her with it. And I'm looking it up. And I'm, like, only seeing tagged videos of hers. I'm, like, can't find her account. I have, like, 6,000 other Darcy McQueenies. Like, what? But on my second account, I'm free. Like, I can look, I can like, I can scroll.
Wild.
I don't know, dude. It was random. Because I've always really liked her.
Right?
Really upsetting.
I don't know. I'd be like, Darcy, what did I do?
I know. Like, you're kind of wild. Maybe I will.
Like, what did I do? Like, you know, you, babe, you blocked me. Like, I love you, girl. What did you do? Or what did I do?
You know she lives in, like, Northern Virginia.
Yeah. She lives in, like, Arlington or something.
Maybe I'll just ask her next time I'm there.
Call her up and be like, hey.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, that was weird. But you know what? Like, it's fine. You know, not everyone has to like you.
Literally sweating.
That's so funny. Well, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh my gosh, you're flying to me tomorrow.
Funny. Yeah, I need to pack tomorrow. I have not packed. And I okay. probably won't pack until tomorrow morning.
I respect it. No judgment.
Appreciate it. Literally the only thought that I can think is that I want to take a shower so bad.
Yeah.
That is the number one thing on my priority list, but I cannot do that. Like, I might set an alarm for tomorrow to take a shower.
Do it. No judgment. Thank you. At least when you're packing, you won't have to, like, pack a bunch of puffy coats.
The color looks so good, though.
It's, like, developed while we've been on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks good.
I might have to, like, bake twice. You look really tan. I might have to do another layer.
It's gonna wash off.
Oh my gosh. Like, there's, like, no difference!
Like, she looks good. Like, you can see the difference on my hand! Dude, I'm such an idiot. I cannot believe that I did that.
Honestly, I'm shocked that it was, like, so severe. Like, it literally...
Like, just immediately. And yeah. It was just, like, a little, like, the tiniest little bit of water. Because, like, I had... it was me like rubbing the olive oil into the salmon,
right?
And then I was like, oh, I have water. I was like, so I turned the water on and I went like that, and then some of it went down my hand and I went, oh no. And then I looked down and I tried to get a paper towel and like buff it out, and it didn't work, of course.
Buff it out, blend it a little.
Yeah, blend it a little bit. I might get the fake tanner that I have with like a kabuki brush and just be like,
oh, that's smart.
I might do that, to be honest.
They say use makeup brushes. That's always the hack that I've gotten told. It's like to not mess up your hands, put it on with the makeup brush.
Yep. So I might do that after this.
Okay.
That's literally all I'm going to be thinking about, because it's just going to be a literal stripe
that's on my hand. That's so funny.
It's wild.
I cringe sometimes thinking about, I got offered a spray tan one time when I was in Richmond. And they just wanted me to post. And so I hadn't had a spray tan since high school. And when I did, the girl had come over to my house. And I don't know. I just, like, didn't really remember it. And so I, like, put on jeans and, like, a tight sweater. And, like, went to get this spray tan. And, like, low-key looked cute. Because it was, like, at the eyelash place. Like, the place I used to get my eyelash extensions. And I remember she did the spray tan. She's like, okay, like, cleaning up her stuff. And I'm, like, going in the corner to, like, put on my clothes. And I'm, like, raking my jeans, like, up my body. Like, jumping up and down to get them on because I was so sticky. And to me, I was just like, oh, like, this is annoying. But I know so much better now. I'm sure she was looking at it and just being like, my work destroyed. Like, my work.
Immediately, like, destroyed. That's crazy.
Why did I do that? I'll never know.
Hey, you live and you learn.
I learned that day. Yeah, I definitely had, like, some weird marks up the side of my legs where, like, my jeans had just scraped it right on off.
Naturally. Perfect.
Yeah, truly.
Everything's fine.
Okay, well, I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. Crazy as that sounds.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm going to, like, clean tomorrow. Fresh sheets, fresh towels. It's going to be good. A little B&B.
Slay.
We love you guys.
I hope you don't have white towels, because my tan will probably come off on your towels.
I do, but I have a bunch of beach towels you can use.
Okay, cool. Because if not, then I'll just bring it to my own towel.
No, don't. I have so many. So many beach towels.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Bye. Peace we love out. You.
Oh, wait. Follow us.
Oh, my gosh. Instagram. Oh, whatever.
We would do so well with that. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube. All right. That's
whatever.
All right, y'all. Bye.